Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Dr. Richard Prodell, our medical co-host. A well-known internist in New Jersey.
Well-known thanks to this show.
Oh, well. We had a great first hour with Dr. Michael Murray. Those of you just tuning in, if you missed it, you can listen on our website, www.wilner.com. And there's a link for the radio show. And by tomorrow, this show will be on there. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, thanks for being there over the break. And let's say hello to Ellen, calling from the Bronx.
Hi.
Hi.
I just tuned in a little while ago, so I may be asking a question that you've already covered. But it's about the PGX.
Okay.
Is there any medication that a person may be on that for which this is contraindicated?
Probably no. But if you want to share some names of medications,
sure. Well, I'm on quite a bit. Atenolol.
Mm-hmm.
Nexium.
Okay.
Allopurinol. And Lipitor.
Okay.
I shouldn't think that there would be a problem. The one group I have concern about is people whose stomachs empty slowly, and PGX might actually help that. It might make it worse. I'm not sure.
Well, but I take Metamucil every night.
Okay. Well, it's sort of like a superpower Metamucil, really.
Mm-hmm.
So that what you're describing, they recommend don't take it within an hour of the PGX within an hour of your medicines. Otherwise, though, I don't think there's any problem.
Okay. And then I heard the word glucophage.
Yeah.
Is the G for glucophage?
No. The glucophage came up because one of the people called and was asking about the taking this with glucophage.
Yeah. Oh, 'cause a friend of mine is on glucophage, and I'm saying I know she's monitored very carefully for that.
Yeah. Let me interject here. Mm-hmm. This is not glucophage at all, but
okay.
It does help diabetic control, because by slowing the peak absorption
of
blood sugar,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that it will be often used in a diabetic, not so much for losing weight, although it may do that too, but it's even clearer that it will help lower blood sugar.
Yeah, I have probably hypoglycemia or borderline hypoglycemic.
You said hyper or hypo?
Hyper. In other words,
you're going toward diabetes.
No.
Hyper means too much blood sugar. Hypo means too little blood sugar.
I had this test done about 40 years ago. In other words, at a certain point, after a certain number of hours, if I am not eating, I get very lightheaded.
Yeah, that's hyper. Hypoglycemia.
Hypoglycemia,
now,
right.
This would be very good for that because
okay.
The problem with hypoglycemia is that you absorb the carbohydrates and turn into sugar very quickly.
Right.
Then you get a big insulin response, which then 2-3 hours later drops your blood sugar, and that causes the symptoms. So here what you do is you slow the absorption of sugar, and therefore you don't get as much insulin response, and therefore you don't get the later drop in blood sugar.
Right, and I assume you don't crave carbs as much.
I would say probably.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen. But,
right. You
know, that would be a good side effect.
Okay. My second question, and I can get that at Wilner, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. My second question, I really should be on a good multivitamin.
Okay.
Particularly, I do have heart issues, the valve issues.
Mm-hmm.
Heart valve issues, so
okay.
I mentioned that, but I assume the PGX wouldn't be an issue there.
Not at all.
Okay. I need to take a good multivitamin. I don't take one at all. I don't take vitamins because when I tried over-the-counter vitamins, I broke out both times with a rash on my chest.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what's in them that's giving me that. Is there any vitamin that you would suggest I try?
Without knowing what it is that's doing it, sometimes people are sensitive to iodine. You sometimes get an iodine reaction, which will give you a rash. Fortunately, not too usual. Beyond that, I'm not sure.
What I do when people say they can't tolerate any of the vitamins, I usually start them with, say, a multi-B, then add a multi-mineral, then add vitamin C, vitamin E, and so forth to see which one, if any, are doing the bad stuff.
Right.
Yeah. If you haven't taken a multi in a while, there's lots of good multi. Do you come in the store, Ellen?
No, I can't get into the city. No, but could I call?
You could call, sure. You have our number at the store, 1-800-633-1106.
1-800-633-1106. Okay, 633. I'm sorry.
1106.
1106.
Okay.
And I assume if I speak to someone.
Speak to one of the nutritionists or pharmacists, and we'll help you.
Thank you so much.
All right, Ellen. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. Okay, next we have Kirk calling from Franklin Park, New Jersey.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm calling about, I'm taking allergy shots right now. And I didn't, when I was start taking the allergy shots, it was okay. But when I had the prostate problems, when I had a little bit of prostate issue going on down there, I'm taking Proscar. And, before I was taking the Proscar, when I start taking the allergy shots, I start to get the burning sensation in the urine as I go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But the prostate issue is not too bad. It's good.
Okay.
I did a PSA and it stays low.
Good.
But when I took the allergy shots, I start getting the burning sensation going to the bathroom.
I think you ought to go back to your doctor. because I don't know the relationship between.
Do you get this just for the day or two after the shot, so you can really link it with the shot?
Well,
or is it all the time?
It has to be the shot because I didn't have burning sensation at all when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, but you could have coincidentally developed this. It's not necessarily due to the shots. It could be coincidence, right?
No, but I never had it before.
I understand, but things start at some point. So
yeah.
That it could be coincidental,
and it may be
due to the shots, I suppose. But ordinarily, when people have allergic reactions to a shot, they'll get a welt on their arm or they'll get...
Well, Life Extension told me that to ask the doctor what are the medications I'm taking, the shots, because I don't even know. And they might have the side effects, then they can tell me what it is, because I could be allergic to that, too.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah. Best thing is to tell a doctor, and because there may be something that you're taking you're not aware of.
And also, I'm taking Minify, too. It's called 1,000 milligrams of pre-diabetic medication by Dr. Frank Beniti. He comes on the radio.
He's right after us. He loves to hear those questions. You give him a call at 4 o'clock, and ask him the same question. You know, maybe he maybe he's experienced it before.
And then also, they told me to ask the allergy doctor.
Absolutely,
to take a urine test of me to see what's going on. Maybe it's come. Maybe there's a lot of toxic coming out.
Right, or maybe you just have an infection. Maybe
yeah,
you just
yeah,
picked
yeah,
up an infection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Kirk. Okay. All right. It's time for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natural, at 30% off list. We actually have 60 product lines on sale right now. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And did you receive our new 72-page sale flyer and newsletter? Well, if you were on our mailing list, you would have. You can pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. And, of course, we love you to come to either of our stores, two stores in Manhattan and our Atlanta store. The Midtown store, our flagship store, is at 100 Park Avenue, corner of 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. And in Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls shortly.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features Decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that Decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions on the Wilner Window on News Talk Radio 710. I bet they'll love that, Noah. What do you think? Okay. Getting back to the phones, our next caller is Scott, calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes. How does PBX compare with alpha-lipoic acid in terms of glucose control?
Alpha-lipoic acid is something which is taken, is meant to react more in the blood. You know, it's a good antioxidant, and if you take enough alpha-lipoic acid, it can lower blood sugar.
Okay.
PGX works differently. It's a fiber that works in the intestine, really, to slow the release of the carbohydrates from the GI tract as they go into the bloodstream.
Yeah, the main justification for alpha-lipoic acid is there have been a whole series of European articles that seem to show that it helps prevent the nerve damage that goes along with diabetes. I don't think it's a first-line defense for lowering blood sugar. The PGX will actually lower the blood sugar probably within a few days. And it's because it's really affecting how you digest it, how quickly you digest your foods to turn them into sugar. So they're very, very different.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Next, we have Ronnie calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm good. And you?
Good. I'm calling about glucosamine chondroitin.
Okay.
I have three questions. One is I have edema in my feet. Not more mild, like whatever, I don't know, a little more than mild. Anyways, so my first question was about fluid that comes from this complex. And my next question was about, I know that comes like sulfate as a vegetable source. Should it work just as well, or is it better the other sources, the shellfish.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one was I've never taken shellfish, and I want to know how often people are allergic to it.
Okay. Okay. First thing, why would you be concerned about the edema in your legs relating to glucosamine and chondroitin?
Oh, only because I read about that it brings water.
No, into the joints. It helps maintain. It helps to hopefully hold fluid in the joints. Has nothing to do with the type of edema you're experiencing.
Oh, okay, it's
second
like
lymphedema,
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Second question about vegetable source glucosamine should work just as well as the shellfish source.
So the glucose, that's not any better, the sulfate.
No, sulfate is sulfate, hydrochloride, N-acetyl glucosamine, they all tend to work well.
Okay. Actually, I didn't ask one other question. What about glucosamine alone versus the complex?
Yeah, glucosamine alone can work. You don't necessarily need the chondroitin.
So the sulfate is... Okay, so you don't necessarily need the sulfate either,
no.
You're saying. And the last one was about...
shellfish allergies?
Right, I've never taken shellfish, and I actually was looking at a bottle, and it said about the sulfate. Is that the chondroitin or the glucosamine? Or
glucosamine.
Both? Oh, okay. Oh, it's the glucosamine. Anyways, so...
Usually, well, a lot of people eat shrimps, lobster, so they're not. It's not that it's totally, totally rare, but, you know, it's not totally common either.
Uh-huh.
So that you'd have to, I don't know, have to see, I guess.
Uh-huh, but I could just have the vegetable source.
Sure, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Okay,
right.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ronnie, thanks for calling. Next, we have Nancy calling from Paramus, New Jersey. Hi, Nancy. Are you there, Nancy? Okay, now we'll get back to Nancy. Kevin from Port Washington, Long Island. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, Ernie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Kevin.
Say, Ernie, I have a question regarding what an earlier caller had alluded to, which were carbohydrate cravings. I find that I usually get them in the evening when I'm watching TV, and I'm wondering, is there anything in the way of a nutrient that you're aware of that would sort of lessen the carbohydrate cravings?
Well, there have been some people who have had success using an amino acid called glutamine. Glutamine is available in capsule form from a number of companies, and taking probably about 1,000 milligrams about three times a day can help with carbohydrate cravings.
Okay, and because it's an amino acid, Arnie, do you need to take that on an empty stomach, or does it make any difference?
It doesn't make too much of a difference for that one.
Okay. Might I ask you one other question regarding a different topic?
Sure.
Okay, I'm curious if either yourself or Dr. Podell have any suggestions on reversing plaque buildup, cardiac plaque buildup.
Well, all the good things that we usually talk about and some of the things that we don't talk about, like statins, that is whatever lowers cholesterol, and whatever regulates blood sugar, and whatever lowers high blood pressure, and whatever makes people quit smoking, those are all things that reverse. Now, if you do it a little bit, it slows down but doesn't actually reverse. But there have been studies showing that extremely strict diets, mainly of a kind of vegetarian sort with lots of high fiber, it can be reversed in part.
Okay, if you want to stay, we have to pause for a break, Kevin. But if you want to stay on, we'll go into this a little further. And as I said, it's time for another quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist, of course. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now for a quick check on traffic.
And the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound upper level, an accident knocks out the center lane. Expect delays. Try the lower level instead. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, just before the tolls on the upper deck, a disabled vehicle taking out the right lane. And on the Tappan Zee Bridge, very heavy traffic into Rockland County, Westchester-bound traffic slowly moving across the span as well. New York State Thruway southbound at exit 14, a crash. And westbound on 287 at exit 1, a crash being cleared. In New Jersey, Route 34 in Wall Township shut down near Wyckoff Road with flooding, and the northbound Garden State Parkway picking up pockets of heavy traffic from the Barnegat Toll Plaza all the way up to the Asbury Toll Plaza. Now, this report's brought to you by the Discovery Channel's Shark Week. The Discovery Channel's Shark Week with 7 nights of the most shark-infested shows you've ever seen. Shark Week is back, kicking off with a Mythbusters shark special starting tonight at 9, only on the Discovery Channel.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curve. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curve lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back once again. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here to answer your questions. 1-800-321-0710. That's the phone number to call. Okay, we were talking to Kevin from Port Washington. You're still there, Kevin?
Yes, I am, Arnie.
Okay.
Well, let me say a few things about this. There are different kinds, different causes of carbohydrate craving. One, for instance, is if your blood sugar drops and you get hypoglycemic. That typically occurs, say, 2, 3, 4 hours after a meal. In that case, changing of diet or the PGX product that we were talking about in the first hour, which is kind of like a super fiber but very easy to digest, and that slows the stomach's emptying and prevents the blood sugar from rising too fast. Another very common cause is depression and anxiety, and this brings it out very, very often, in which case the proper treatment is whatever the treatment of depression and anxiety is going to be. So depending on what the cause is, you have different therapies. In the alternative medicine anecdotal literature, they talk about tryptophan or 5-hydroxytryptophan taken before meals as slowing down the carbohydrate cravings. And people also talk about glutamine, which is another amino acid, as having the same effect.
Okay, Kevin, thanks so much for that call.
Thank you.
All right, next we have Nancy from Paramus, New Jersey. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, yes.
Okay. Thought we lost you again.
No, I am here.
Okay.
We just had a big thunderclap.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How can we help you today?
My question is about supplementation when having been put on a medication for osteoporosis,
mm-hmm.
and the amount, it's a Fosamax, 70 milligram once a week.
Right.
Now, to supplement, I understand, with calcium and vitamin D from my reading and learning.
Right.
What is the best thing to do? How are there two forms of vitamin D?
There are two forms of vitamin D. The preferred form is vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but they both work. You need more of the D2 to get the same effect as the D3.
Ah.
Okay.
If I took a product that contained with vitamin D, this is, I guess, the new form, would that be sufficient, or should I be looking at a separate vitamin D and a separate calcium?
No, you could take vitamin D and calcium together.
Together?
That's fine.
All right.
Sure.
And,
but, you know, the amount of vitamin D should be at least 1,000 milligrams a day.
1,000 a day.
At least.
All right.
With the emphasis on at least, which means not less and probably more.
Okay. How about the calcium, citrate or carbonate?
Well, citrate is probably better absorbed.
Okay. And amount as far as that is involved?
Oh, probably 1,000, 1,200 milligrams.
And again, daily.
So I'm broken up, not all at once.
Right. And with that, you really ideally should have some magnesium.
Magnesium, okay. You can. Something new on the horizon really is vitamin K2. Vitamin K2 is very effective for making sure the calcium doesn't wind up depositing in your arteries and goes into your bones.
Oh, now, will this make a difference? I am on blood thinner for atrial fib. Does that make it? I hear K, and I...
Vitamin K, if you're on a Coumadin, K would block the effect of the Coumadin. So in that case, it's not for you.
Okay, that was my question, because I'm on that, and Verapamil... Also.
Yeah, it's the Coumadin that would be affected.
Okay.
Do you take Coumadin or do you take Plavix?
I take Coumadin.
Okay.
Itself, and 3 milligrams daily.
All righty.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the best suggestion we could give you, Nancy.
Okay, so the citrate, and look for, I have the dosages.
Right.
And if it's a combo, is there such a thing?
Sure.
Available
a lot of,
together?
Yeah. A lot of companies make a calcium and D3 together, and some put magnesium in there, which is fine also.
Okay.
Which is a good idea as well.
I used to have CalMag Zinc, but this is now, it's a different situation, it seems, since I'm on the medication.
Okay.
I want to be sure it is conducive to working with the other meds on. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And next we have Helen calling from Wayne, New Jersey.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a blood fast test a month ago, and it was 110.
Right.
And when everything else was like perfect.
Right.
And when I asked the doctor about that, because that upset me, because they said 100 was the limit, and
right.
he said not to worry about it.
Well, it's a bit of a trend. You know, you need to make sure it doesn't keep going up. 110 is on the high side, and you would be one of the people who probably would benefit by using something like the PGX fiber we were talking about.
PGX. See, I only listened to the last half hour, so I was in the car and I ran in the house to call up when you were talking about diabetes and stuff.
Basically, you know, your sugar is on the high side. So it's not a bad idea to reduce it.
Yeah. In other words, a few years ago, nobody would have paid attention to this. But there's been a big push to get the sugars lower because it turns out that even people in the normal range, the higher their sugars are, the more they're at risk for developing diabetes or heart disease and so on. It's not a profound risk so that it should panic you. But it is something you should attend to.
Well, my mother had it, and my father had it, and my grandmother had it.
You're
diabetes.
Talking. Yeah, so
that
is something.
But they all got it on adult diabetes.
Well, yeah.
But I try to watch my diet, but I must be doing something wrong.
Well, sometimes you may be doing something wrong, but sometimes it's just an inherent weakness in your constitution. That's just the way your pancreas is working.
So now, this product, when do you take this?
You take it about 5 to 10 minutes before you eat. It's available. It's the product is called PGX. I think it's PGX One Daily. It's PGX Daily, not One Daily.
Okay.
PGX Daily, and it's two capsules about 5 minutes before you eat each meal.
Okay. Now, I have polycystic kidneys. Would that affect them?
No, I shouldn't think so.
Yeah, I just have to. That's the only other thing I have, you know.
No, it shouldn't. It doesn't. It shouldn't affect the kidneys.
Right. And the other thing now, that vitamin D that they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking 2,000 milligrams a day.
2,000 units.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And so I had the doctor do a vitamin D test on me.
And what was it?
Mine was 83. And the norm was supposed to be 55, so they said I was a little high.
Yeah, but they go up to 100 is anywhere from 30 to 100. So
there are two different actually systems. So they said the 50 was the highest.
55 was the highest.
Do you recall
what 125 test done?
They said there are actually two different systems for measuring this, and one set of units is 2.5 times the other set of units. So we'd really have to know which set of units they're using.
It said here, a vitamin D, an I/25-dihoxy test.
Yeah.
It says results were 83.1. It said flag it was high, and it says units, PG/ML.
Okay, PG.
Not NG.
Not
NG.
Usually it's not.
Peter George, millimeter. I guess it's milliliters.
That's picograms, I guess.
Okay.
But the
the limit on the nanogram measurement is 32 to 100, at least at LabCorp.
Right, but this doesn't say nanogram.
No, it says PG.
It isn't clear what what that stands for. But there is another system where the normals are all moved down by 100%.
Yeah.
So that you have to ask your doctor about that. Because there are two systems, and we don't know which one they're using for you.
You don't know that test, the dihydroxy?
No, we know
the
test, but
the
it's how they're representing
it. They will give report back in one set of units, and another reports back in a different set of units, and you can convert one to the other, but we don't know which yours is.
Yeah.
On the other set, 80 would be quite high, but on the usual nanogram units, it isn't very high.
Right.
I mean, it's a little.
Bone test, they say it's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, maybe that's because your vitamin D is kept high.
Yeah. So I was just going to go down a little bit, so
Try it and see, down to 1,500 maybe. Well, check your...
And then have it checked again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for that call, Helen. All right, next we have Teresa calling from Staten Island.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I take the probiotic, 12 plus, which is great.
Okay.
And I take that every morning. The only medication I'm on is 25 milligrams of Atenodol. As soon as I get up, I take that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take a probiotics. Now, would I have to wait a whole... Can I take the PGX right after that? Or would I have to wait?
Okay, you take your probiotic when?
On an empty stomach in the morning before I have my breakfast, and then one at night on an empty stomach.
The empty stomach is not critical. You can take it, you can do the if you want to do the PGX, you do the PGX and then do the probiotic about an hour after breakfast.
Oh, okay. So
that would be fine.
That would be fine. And then I heard you mention to the woman that was taking Atenodol that she shouldn't take the PBX after that medicine for about an hour. Is that correct?
Well, they recommend you don't take it within an hour of any medicine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, because it just slows down the release of the medication.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for all your help, and God bless you.
Okay,
thanks,
Teresa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, nutrition, homeopathy, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back once again, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're answering your questions here on the Wilner Window. And let's see, our next caller is Jason from Riverhead, Long Island.
Yes.
Hello. Jason.
How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I had a question. I have been diagnosed with a slow digestion.
Okay.
And a hiatal hernia, so I was just wondering, what can I take for that?
Okay, so you have a hiatal hernia and you get reflux from that?
Yeah.
Okay. Start with that a second. One of the things we recommend is called deglycerized licorice. It's abbreviated DGL. And it should be, do you like licorice?
Yeah.
Okay, good. It tastes like licorice. It's not licorice candy.
Okay.
It's a special form of licorice that is very healing for that area of where the esophagus and stomach sort of get together.
Right.
And you have to chew it for it to work properly.
Okay.
It's called DGL. It's available as a chewable tablet. It's available from Natural Factors. It's available from Enzymatic Therapy. One of those two companies, it's called DGL Chewable. That'll help heal that hiatal area where it's irritated.
Okay.
Now, you said slow digestion.
Yes.
Okay. What did they... Does that cause you any difficulty?
Well, just got to watch what I eat. As far as, you know, I can't eat anything too spicy, or I just have to eat in small portions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did they recommend anything to you? Did they recommend any digestive enzymes or anything like that?
No. I never tried that yet.
Yeah, hiatal hernia is very difficult. And as far as I can tell, nobody really has a good answer for it. Blocking acid seems to help to a degree, in some people a lot, in other people only a little bit. And, you know, we really just don't seem to have a good handle on it.
Okay.
So there's really not a way for it to be cured, you say?
It can be managed. And sometimes people just, I don't know, it gets a little better by itself.
Yeah.
You know, that can happen too.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily, you know, a lifelong thing. But you probably will always have to watch, you know, one way or another.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Next we have Samantha from Edgewater, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good.
Okay. I have a few questions to ask you. My husband's diabetic. He's on a whole bunch of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I'm trying to find out is, okay, at this point, all right, this morning is... sugar was 171 this afternoon and went down to 65. Okay, like in the afternoon. We noticed lately in the afternoon he gets like a little bit lightheaded, and we're trying to figure out what it is. We had gone to the regular doctor. He had a physical in June, and the blood test came back, and it said his A1C was 5.7, which is below 6.
Yeah.
And the doctor was happy about that. My husband mentioned about the fact that he gets lightheaded sometimes in the afternoon. So my husband started, like, double-checking his sugar now again. And my question to you is, my husband starts taking this PGX.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the PGX, will that get his sugar totally off? You know, like, he's on so much medication.
Okay, first of all, he's a type 2 diabetic?
Correct.
Okay.
And he takes metformin 2,000 milligrams a day, 1,000 in the morning, 1,000 at night. He also takes the gliposide 10 milligrams once a day. Lipitor, 40 milligrams. Mycartis, 40 milligrams. The Plavix, 75 milligrams. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams. And a Tylenol, 100 milligrams. And a baby aspirin, once a day.
Okay. Well, they're certainly attending to him closely.
Yes.
There are basically two sets of tactics that are used. One is to change the timing of the medicines.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, perhaps you would... He might take less in the morning, maybe even more in the evening, since he wakes up with a high sugar. And that's something for your doctor to decide.
Okay.
The other way to do it is to change your eating around. Now, at the most simple-minded level, if he had a snack, say at 2 o'clock, then he probably would not get hypoglycemic at 3 o'clock.
All right, question. Okay. He has breakfast in the morning. He has, like, coffee and oatmeal. And then in the afternoon, he'll have a piece of fruit and a piece of cheese. I don't think he's eating enough.
He may not be eating enough for lunch.
And he may not be eating too many carbs.
Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, we Dr. Podell and I don't always see eye to eye in a lot of things related to this stuff. But, you know, why isn't he on more protein?
My question was, my husband's frustrated because we're trying to find someone that can give us an actual diet. I'm not talking about going to a diabetic dietitian. you know, they're going to tell you, okay, here, eat this in the morning, eat this in the afternoon, and but they don't give you actually menus and so forth, like how many, you know, he wants to know, like, how many carbohydrates should be taking, or how many calories should be taking in a day.
Okay, we have a book at Wilner Chemist. It was written by Michael Murray, and huh? Forgive me, I don't have the exact name, but it's his okay. book that he wrote on diabetes.
Okay.
And by all means, if you're looking for good nutritional guidance,
yes.
that's where you'll find it.
Yeah, we're desperate. And what also we're looking to do is we need some, like a really good diabetes doctor, like, you know, that's his specialty, like, and I guess an endocrinologist.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we're just trying to.
I'm sure you have a lot of good ones around Edgewater, New Jersey.
Yeah, oh, well, that's for sure. I mean, you know.
Or Dr. Podell, I'm sure, has a favorite that he would recommend to you.
There are endocrinologists.
Dr. Podell is a medical doctor?
Yeah, I'm an internist with an interest in nutrition. I can do the dietary part, I can do the medicine part, but the endocrinologist would be more sophisticated in doing the medicine part for sure, and some of them are very sophisticated in the dietary part as well.
Okay, so bottom line, the endocrinologist is a very important individual right now.
Yeah, some of them have dietitians that work right in their office.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because this is where we need some help, you know, and we're thinking about this PGX, but we don't know whether or not it's the right thing to do right now, since his numbers are coming in good, but then in the afternoon he gets the sugar too low, and that's not good either.
If you took the PGX, let's say, before lunch, it would have the effect of having the carbs that you take at lunch last longer. So that would likely help. It likely wouldn't hurt. But it may also be that you should be eating more of certain kinds of foods at lunch, and it may be that he should be taking an apple or something for a snack, you know, at 2 o'clock.
In between the breakfast and the lunch type thing?
No, no. His problem is at 3 p.m., right?
Right. He's usually right after he eats, and like a couple hours later, he starts feeling lightheaded, and it's been going on for a couple months now. And we told this to the doctor, and the doctor, see, my husband goes to the gym every day.
Ah, okay.
And he drinks, you know, he drinks the water and so forth, and he comes home and he has like a light lunch because he's trying to lose weight, and he has been losing weight, and he's really been trying to be good. He gave up smoking a year and a half ago because he had to, because he has that peripheral arterial disease, you know, and, you know, so he was told, you know, you stop smoking or else. So, and at this point, you know, he's trying to do everything that he's supposed to be doing. But I don't think he's eating enough lunch. I'm not a doctor.
I mean, it may well be that you're correct. I kind of think you probably are. Mm-hmm. But one can also deal with that as with a small snack in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for
thank
calling.
You. Right.
All right. Let's say hello to Mark calling from Manhattan. Hi,
hello,
Mark.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Okay.
My problem is low anemia.
Okay. Quick. We don't have too long. Anemia?
Yeah.
Iron deficiency anemia?
Yeah. The iron, the ferritin is 10.6 and the iron is 22.
Okay.
And what's the hemoglobin? What's the hematocrit?
I don't have the hemoglobin. I can't find it.
Well,
the glucose is okay. Creatine is okay.
Yeah, so if you have iron deficiency anemia, well, you need an iron supplement. They really have to figure out why you are anemic. It can be malabsorption. That's less common. Or it can be blood loss from a polyp or an ulcer or anything like that. So the doctors have to figure out where you're losing the blood. Where you're losing the iron, really.
Do you avoid meat?
Question is, I can't tolerate the iron tablets. Is there anything on the market?
Yeah, there's a couple different products. One by Solgar is called Gentle Iron. Gentle Iron, you should be able to tolerate that. Okay, Mark? Okay, we have to go. All right, we have to pause for this short message.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems?
Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
All righty. Well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. All right, we've reached the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Okay, stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. And please visit either of our two stores in Manhattan, either the flagship store at 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st Street, block from Grand Central, or downtown at 253 Broadway. We'll return again next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank
you
for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.